Hello, it's the 1st of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A new centre addressing the early causes of domestic abuse has opened in Bedford. The Crisis Centre is part of a shared £2 million two-county project. The scheme was funded through the efforts of the Police and Crime Commissioner offices in both Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire. Bedfordshire PCC Festus Akambusawai said, "I wholeheartedly support this programme focused on recognising and changing the behaviours of domestic abuse perpetrators. The resources, located at the hub on Caldwell Street, has chosen to open its doors during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. The 16 days began on the 25th of November, which is also the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It concludes on the 10th of December, or Human Rights Day." A new flood project sponsored by the Environment Agency and Luton Council involves the placement of street signs that use speech to get their message across. The notices will update Luton residents on the Council's environmental schemes as well as provide warnings and information in the case of flooding. The government is set to fund road repairs across central Bedfordshire to the tune of just over £700,000 per year until 2034. Central Bedfordshire Council previously received almost £1 million for the same project back in April of this year. The Council's Executive Member for Highways, Simon Ford, said, "Nearly 65 miles of roads have recently been resurfaced, more than last year. We'll have to prioritise work focusing on roads with more traffic." Amelie Turnbull learned to paint by watching YouTube videos during the COVID lockdown. The 9-year-old now sells her own painted Christmas cards at all Luton McDonald's fast food outlets. So far, she has managed to raise £5,000 for charities which support George, her disabled brother. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.